Mark Russo is now here. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois, to help us take a look at the weather forecast. Thanks, Mark, for being with us. Let's start in South America today. We've been hearing a lot about the crops all season long. It looks like Brazil's got a pretty good size soybean crop that's beginning to be harvested now. What kind of weather conditions are they working under? And of course, we've got beans in all kinds of stages across the whole of that continent.
Yeah, well, Todd, kind of from a macro point of view, looking ahead for the next few weeks, really not seeing any kind of significant issues evolve across the region, not only in Brazil, but actually in Argentina as well. Specifically for Brazil, the pattern over the next 2 weeks will feature near to above normal rainfall. Now, this is still the heart of the rainy season, especially in areas of Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul, Paraná, and Goiás. And with harvesting beginning across those areas, there'll likely be some delays and disruptions in harvest and some of the kind of initial, you know, transportation of the harvested crops. But again, that's not that uncommon for this time of year. This is still the core of the rainy season. It's not until March where rainfall begins to start winding down, but then the official dry season doesn't begin until May anyway. So they have a long ways to go. And at least right now, we don't see any real excessive rainfall over large scale areas to be problematic. But again, it's not out of the question. There could be some delays here. But in general, it's kind of like a normal or steady harvest pace for those early planted soybeans for the next few weeks.
Turn your attention to the United States. What kind of weather conditions do we have in the Midwest?
Yeah, overall, kind of quiet here for midwinter. We've seen a lack of any kind of major cold here recently. In fact, temperatures have been anomalously warm, even record warm at times. And for the next couple of weeks, well, for the remainder of this week, widespread warmth will continue actually across much of the country, especially here in the central U.S. It's next week where there will be a little brief shot of cold, but that cold will basically cool temperatures down to more seasonal levels here in the Corn Belt. So not seeing any signs that like the polar vortex gets significantly disrupted or unstable to bring severe cold here to the U.S. That's actually different than a year ago, where at this time we saw major cold coming into the Midwest, and we had that stretch of a record cold back right at the end of the month and into early February last year. But it's not the case this year, and overall a pretty quiet week pretty quiet next 2 weeks, both from a temperature and from a precipitation standpoint here in the Midwest.
Hey, thanks so much. You have a good week.
Thanks, Todd. You too.
That, of course, is Mark Russo. He's with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois.